everybody. Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. And the football team isn't just doing well on the field.
Yeah.
They're doing really well out in the community.
All the time. And so we thought we'd take a little time, thanks to our friends at Verizon, a couple of times throughout the year on Vikings Connected, to show you all the things our players and our coaches are involved in the community.
This is actually our seventh annual packing project at Second Harvest Heartland with the Minnesota Vikings.
A lot of energy, over 200 volunteers working together side by side and helping to pack up rice today and make sure that we have the food that we need to get out to our hungry neighbors.
It's something that our employees here in the Twin Cities look forward to every year. So it's fun. It's always fun to see so many of our folks in one place, taking a few hours away from work so that they can volunteer and serve in their communities. It's a real energizing atmosphere.
Hunger is prevalent here in Minnesota. 1 in 10 Minnesotans experiences hunger, so it's really important that we make sure that we can provide the meals that they need when they need them.
The food that's being packaged here today is going to be consumed by our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, whether we know that they're struggling with food insecurity or not.
It's been awesome. You know, everyone's, like I said, has helped me help give back. And I think it's a good thing because I want to know where to start. And programs like the one today and others that I've worked with have definitely gave me that bridge.
We so appreciate Eric Kendrick's support and championing the cause and the issue of hunger in our community. He brings a lot of light and attention to the work that we're doing. But to even have the other players come on board, to be hands-on, see firsthand the work that we're doing and how they can lead a hand and show their leadership in the cause and in the fight against hunger.
You know, this is a huge food drive right here. I used to do these as kids, you know, in Chicago. My mentor used to take me out and have me do food drives on Christmas and Thanksgiving. So I'm used to it, and I'm used to doing things like this. So I'm just looking forward to doing more and being around my teammates and, you know, enjoying these moments.
It was just me, my brother, my sister, and my mom. And, you know, it was hard at times. But like I said, you know, either whether it was family members or through the community, we received lots of help and guidance and leadership from, you know, teachers and coaches and things like that. And I just think it's important just to give back.
Growing up in Chicago, a lot of rough times, you know, you need guidance. So, you know, I was one of the kids that, you know, wanted guidance, wanted wisdom, wanted to learn how to be better, how to do better, and how to present myself better. So, I mean, the list goes on and on of who helped me to get here, but it's just my turn to step up and, you know, and give back and help other kids.
Man, it's just good to get out here and really, you know, help these kids just have a better day and, you know, hopefully make their week or something and, you know, talk to these parents and try to figure out what's going on and, you know, see what happened in their lives and just try to make their days better overall.
Oh, it's really special. You know, we shelter some of our community's most vulnerable families, and they're in some of the most difficult parts of their lives, and having these folks come out really means a lot to the families and also to the staff.
You see them light up. They got a heart of gold. They want direction. They want love. And in the same breath, you know, we love to give that, and it instantly comes back.
I mean, I think that with the platform that we have and, you know, the audience that we get to reach, it's important that we get to do these things and, you know, show the community and all these other people that, you know, we do care and we do want to be role models and we want to help, you know, not just our community, but, you know, everywhere, just, you know, say that, okay, we need to be better people. We need to help those who may want to be helped or support those who need supporting. And so, you know, the fact that I can go and do this today is something special.